Hi, freaks. Tim here. You know, it is Memorial Day in the United States. I told you that even though we might not do a full episode of DV, I'd be back with a mini episode. I got a good one for you. I'm going to walk you step by step through the newest episode of My 600-Pound Life featuring, yes, John Asante.
I'm a human being!
Hey, Timmy. Chuck Liddell here. L Dog tells me after 40 years, you're finally coming out of the closet, man. Yeah, you're homosexual and you're proud of it. So, man, good for you. I wish it didn't take you so long. You should just accepted it a long time ago, but it's all good. You're there. Hey, you know, you can enjoy life. You don't have to hide what you're doing and have a good time, man. Hey. Have a great life, guys.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Jimmy the James Henson back here with you for the Monday podcast. And by the way, thank you for the kind words, Chuck Liddell. We'll get back to you in a minute. I know for those of you that do not live in the United States of America, you're annoyed that you're not getting a full episode of DV. I get it. Every country has their own special little holidays. For you, Memorial Day means nothing. But on the flip side, you know, on Bastille Day, I'll probably be working.
But if you close your eyes...
No. No.
Like
bad Bastille. You get back in the corner. I did not call you. I did not summon you. I'm talking about the French holiday with your Pompeii. Just go hang out with Daniel Powder over there in Savage Garden or whatever. I've got a lot of bands in the corner. All right, listen, we'll get into my 600-pound life in just a second, but I did want to mention at the top of the show, you heard Chuck Liddell congratulating me on coming out of the closet. To be honest, I don't know if when he says Timmy, he's talking to me. I got a few emails about it. You see, Chuck Liddell is a celebrity on Cameo, which is a website where you can pay X amount of dollars and get celebrities to record a personalized message to you or for you. If you have a little bit of expendable income, I highly encourage you to get on Cameo and book a celebrity to say something weird about me. I'll play it on the show, just like I played Chuck Liddell. All right, so what's interesting about Cameo is you can go on there and you can see all the different celebrities you can book and the price associated with it. Now, these prices are set by the celebrity themselves, and it's interesting to see where they place their self-worth. For instance, who would you think would cost more to book a, you know, like a 30-second personalized message? Corey Feldman or Jennifer Love Hewitt? I get Corey Feldman was a huge heartthrob, I guess, big star in the 80s, but he crashed hard. I mean, for three decades, he's been scraping the bottom of the celebrity barrel, right? Now, Jennifer Love Hewitt, okay. She was popular in the 90s, Party of Five. She was in some movies, was in The Horse Whisperer or Ghost Whisperer or whatever. And, you know, so lately she hasn't been doing much. Maybe she's in Hallmark movies. I don't know. But still, I would have thought Jennifer Love Hewitt would cost more than Corey Feldman. No, Corey Feldman will cost you $202, whereas Jennifer Love Hewitt only $150. The same price as Bret the Hitman Hart and Joey Fatone of NSYNC. Then you got like the real low tier. And this is sad. Like James Haskell. I don't even know who this guy is, right? Apparently he's a pro rugby player. I guess, you know, if you're a rugby fan, it might be kind of cool to hear from James. That'll only set you back $66. Hal Sparks. Remember him from Talk Soup? No, you don't remember him? Well, that's why he's only charging $25. Now, sorting by lowest price to highest price, the lowest is Lee Tuck. He will only set you back $7. What is this guy doing? He's a professional soccer player. Then Joey Diggs, Rodney Wallace. I see, I don't know any of these people. The first person that I know, you know, name that I recognize is Rose McGowan. She costs $30. Bet you could get her to say some screwy shit. Now, the most expensive celebrity on Cameo will set you back $2,500. For that pretty penny, you will net Caitlyn Jenner. This is what it's all about. Hi there. This is a message for Timmy Boo. What it do? What it do, Timmy Boo? This is Caitlyn Jenner signing off. And this is what it's been all about. All right, I miss doing Caitlyn Jenner. That could be taken the wrong way. All right, so that's Cameo for you. Let's move on to the main event today. Let's get ready to
shit and piss.
It's not where I was going with that. I don't want any of you guys to feel sympathy towards Stephen Asante. Most of you freaks already know who this character is. He's a 600-pound monster. Now, I played a clip from this recent episode, may have been just for Sideshow Freaks, last week. It's the only thing I could find on YouTube. The full episode wasn't made available yet. I always start these recaps, though, with Stephen Asante in the hospital talking to his nurses, just to give you a little flavor of his character.
Hello, are you my nurse? I am on shit! A bedpan! I don't like that nigga! I don't like her! You fucking cunt! You wanna hang up? You son of a bitch! Die!
His character is a little spicy. So we've been featuring John slash... His name is John Stephen Asante or Stephen John Asante. So sometimes they call him John, sometimes they call him Stephen, right? We've been featuring him for years. You may remember... his videos on YouTube, he used to call himself Fat Boy Get Down. He was this big fat guy who would dance to, I don't know, my lovely lady lumps, Britney Spears and shit. I always thought he was gay. He's got that high, whiny voice and he says cunt a lot. He's a lot like me. Anyway, a couple years ago now, he was on an episode of TLC's My 600-Pound Life. That's the TV show that features people that are 600 pounds and their weight loss journey. Everyone gets that surgery that makes their stomach like the size of a pea, and we see their transformation. Now, the first time John Stephen Asante is featured on My 600-Pound Life, he doesn't get the surgery because he's like a drug addict. He's abusing pain pills. The doctor wants him to lose 20 pounds before the surgery. He ends up gaining weight. Yeah, he just does everything wrong. Eventually, and I don't remember if this was featured in an update or if we heard about this through Steven's YouTube channel, but he did get the weight loss surgery and we haven't really seen him since. Now, his brother is also 600 pounds. They've got some emotional issues. This whole family, I think, right? They've got to. So Steven's brother, Justin, is also going to get the weight loss surgery. I think that's the main focus of this episode. Enough talking. Let's just get into this. We start with an update from Steven, which is kind of boring. He's just like, I'm doing great. And he did get the weight loss surgery. He's keeping the weight off, although he looks horrible. His feet are so goddamn mangled, right? He's down to 600 pounds. Off of a high of 750, you know what I mean? Anyway, so he's really concerned with his brother now. I think that's, the focus of the show. Here he is talking about him.
I just hope Justin, my bro, is going to be getting surgery soon. Because of this surgery will most likely save his life, and hopefully his diabetes will go away soon, too.
Now, listen to this.
He really does get the surgery. I hope we can work on our emotions to become family again as brothers. Because we can continue on this weight loss journey together.
All right. Does that not sound fucking pieced together? Every word is from a different conversation. It doesn't sound like a sentence.
On our emotions to become family again as brothers.
Sounds like those, remember those Harry Potter, Harry Potter and the underage blow job?
Because we can continue on this weight loss journey together.
Oh, that was so edited together. And not just from two different sentences.
Harry Potter and the Black Leather Cunt by J.K. Rowling.
That sounds better than the edit we just heard from Stephen Asante. Let me try that clip of Al Gore talking about feces.
I personally lubricated this very thin Mexican-American. He was 14. He was infuriating. He was continuing to play games of all kinds, eating the feces, which is what I ask him to do.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Alcor. Let's get back to the Asante brothers here. So Steven's like, I want my brother to get the surgery so we can recuperate together and have a great relationship. Meanwhile, the first words out of Justin's mouth...
Since Steven left, things have been better here. I don't really like him much because we just don't get along. He's a big bully that just tortured me all day. But now I can do what I want, which is mostly play games because I don't go out.
How was Steven bothering you then? Just lock the door to your bedroom. The only thing you do is play video games.
So I'm happy with how things are, except for my weight. I know I'm gaining a lot, and I am getting worried that I'm going to end up like Steven. I don't want that to happen to me.
He is the opposite of Steven in a lot of ways, everything aside from weight, I think, because like, he's like, look, I want to get this weight loss surgery. I'm just going to put my mind to it. I'm going to follow Dr. Now's instructions, and, you know, I'm going to do what I got to do.
So I've just been working real hard for the past couple of months to get to the goal he wants so I can get approved.
He's drinking his little Slim Shake. He's walking around his stupid little hobby store. You know, for a 600-pound guy, every little bit helps, right? So, Dr. Now is already in, whatever, says, come on down to Texas, and we'll check you out, and we'll see if you can do the surgery. Justin is looking forward to everything except meeting with Steven.
I'm a human being!
You look like a gelatinous creature with no bones. Like, your skin folds just sort of melt over your body, you know what I mean? Excuse me if I don't classify you as a human being. I'm sure Justin wouldn't either. Anyway, so here Justin and his father are, I don't know where they're at. They're pulling into a hotel. I don't know if they're in Texas or if they're on their way. The father's the real problem here. Justin has made it very clear he doesn't want anything to do with Steven, and the father just keeps pushing them together.
I know they both really care about each other. And even though Justin says, I don't like talking to him, I don't like doing this, he's a bunch of bull.
All right, let's listen to a conversation between Steven and Justin. Steven wanted to FaceTime. Let's see how this goes.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
Not much. I'm almost ready to move to Houston.
By the way, that was another awful edit there. He sounded completely different.
Not much. I'm almost ready to move to Houston.
I'm doing nothing.
I think I'm gonna move to Houston.
Yeah. Oh, that matched up perfectly.
Not much. I'm almost ready to move to Houston.
If you listen closely, you can hear clicking noises between his two parts.
Not much. I'm almost ready to move to Houston.
This is awful.
Do you want me to be there?
I don't know yet.
Come on. Justin obviously hates Steven. It's so easy to see. Want me to come visit you? I haven't decided yet. Like, there are more polite ways to tell people that you don't want to see them. Like, you don't have to do that. I don't want you to go through the trouble. That's a polite way of telling people to stay away, right? It's going to be boring. It's just going to be a lot of waiting around. Enjoy your day. Don't bother coming.
Okay.
Way nicer than I got to think about it. I don't know.
If you want me to be there, I'll be there for your surgery.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to you to come down here.
It's probably not gonna like it. It's too hot.
It's Texas. Welcome.
I gotta go.
Alright, I'll see you when you come down here.
Alright.
Bye.
Oh, brotherly love. Let's fast forward to Justin's weigh-in. This is always where like the fat person's delusion kicks in. They think they're going to be, weigh a lot less than they end up. Let's see how this works out for Justin.
When Dr. Now told me I had the same BMI as Steven, and technically because of his lymphedema and fluid in his body with that, I have more fat on my body than him.
Justin is technically fatter than Steven.
My intention. So I've been working really hard to do Dr. Now's diet and lose all the weight.
Justin Asante?
At my last appointment, I had gained and gotten up to 647.
That happens a lot.
And Dr. Now told me I should be losing about 30 pounds a month.
Okay.
If I'm sticking to the diet. And it's been 2 months. So that means I need to be below 587 today.
All right. That's the goal, to be under 587 pounds. What does the scale say? 651. Just a little bit off. You know what that kind of sounds like? You are a fat fuck. I'm sorry, I understand that's fat shaming, but come on. I saw Justin walking around his 5-foot by 7-foot hobby store. I don't know why he's not shedding the pounds. They should be melting off. He's drinking his Slim Shakes and eating his lean cuisines, about 30 of them a night. Ooh, you're gonna get in so much trouble from Dr. Now.
Hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
How are you?
So it looks like you gained a little, and today you are at 651. Last time I saw you, you were 4 pounds less. So what's going on?
No idea.
I thought you said you're doing good with your diet and you're doing more exercise, walking and all that stuff.
I haven't been eating much.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Yeah, shocker, Justin gained some weight.
I don't know how that ever came about, gaining 4 pounds. I thought he would lose about 15 pounds.
Dad, you're fucking clueless. You're wrong about everything. So the doctor sends Justin on his way. He's like, look, we're going to set up a meal plan for you. You'll check back in with me in 2 months. You got to lose something before we can approve this weight loss surgery. The next day, the father brings Steven in for a checkup. Oh, but real quick, there's a flashback to a year ago. I don't remember this clip, where the doctor is telling Steven about all of the prescriptions Steven has gotten at various doctors.
Let me just give you something. This is a prescription monitoring program with State of Texas. You receive 39 prescriptions from 17 different doctors. You have received tramadol, 1,045 tablets. Hydrocodone, 970 tablets.
That's a lot of tablets.
And once I put this in the database, the next time you do this, you'll be arrested.
Oh. Well, you done did goofed. The free pill ride's over. And then, sure enough, he started to lose weight.
I nearly killed him, but he's doing a lot better in all in his areas. Steven said that
he's doing better in all his areas.
Up to 618 at the last appointment.
I think the father's the dumbest one out of all of them. I hate him the most.
And Dr. Nava said if he's sticking with his diet, that he'd be losing 20 pounds a month right now. So that means he needs to have made it below 558 today.
All right, let's get on the scale. He needs to be below 558. And he is at, boom, 523. Steven is the only one not being a fuck-up today. Steven, by the way, is feeling pretty good about himself.
I have not been this weight since I was 19, 18 years old. That's pretty exciting. <It's>
God, how can he not be gay? He's totally a fruit.
That's pretty exciting.
I know, right? But then, so like the doctor comes in and Steven's all like, I'm doing great. And then the doctor's like, you stink. You need better hygiene.
A lot more squishier.
Oh, he's pointing at his disgusting foot, which I made the featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com.
I think it was a lot larger.
Like scaly. On the Sideshow exclusive episode, I called it like a ham hock with a rind on it. That makes sense.
This journey.
All right. So after you do a little bit more, we can discuss removing that. But if we do any procedure like that, you have to keep up your hygiene.
A little stinky.
It seems like you still need to improve in your body hygiene a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You get to your skin and your leg to be less scaly. Are you able to take a shower every day?
Yeah, I try my best to stay clean. My PCA tries to help me every day with that, so.
Okay, focus on improving you.
There should be no other answer to that question. Do you shower every day? Yes. I try. You're super fat and you got scaly skin. You need to scrub that shit.
So you can be in the habit.
That, you know, the folds and crevices, that's where smells fester. God only knows what's growing under his gunt or his arm and leg rolls. Fucking cheese curds. Let's get back to Justin. It's been a few months now. He's tried to lose weight again. Let's see if he was able to do it.
I'm up to 651.
And doc- that's what he was last time, right? 651.
And Dr. Now said if I had lost 40 pounds in a month, that he would approve me for weight loss surgery.
Okay.
That means I need to be below 611 today.
All right. And because we're more than halfway through this episode, he's got to hit that mark, right? Grand total, beep, boop, bop, beep. 604. Motherfucker's going to get the weight loss surgery. He lost almost 50 pounds.
Yeah. Seeing that number come up on the scale was a huge relief. It was very important that I had to go on. Now, hopefully, I'll be approved for surgery.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I can do a pretty good doctor now.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
All right. So, Justin,
you lose the weight this time.
47 pounds in a month. You see the difference in what you can do if you stick to the diet?
Yes.
All right, we're going to improve you for weight loss surgery, okay?
Ta-da! Awesome.
All right, man. Here you go, see?
Awesome.
And because I won't bore you with details, let's just fast forward to surgery day.
I'm here at the hospital to get my weight loss surgery. And I'm still really scared.
Oh, man up! He is a pussy!
In fact, I think I'm more scared now than I was last night.
There was a scene that was featured that I did not play for you guys where Steven goes to talk to a therapist. And he talks about how, like, it kind of annoys him that his brother says that Steven beat him up every day of his life when he was like, it was an occasional thing. And that's what all big brothers do. And Justin is just super sensitive and a fucking pussy and cries over everything. And you know what? I kind of believe Steven about that.
But Tony and my dad convinced me that I need to move ahead with this.
Tony is his friend who's a girl.
Because I don't have any other options. And I know they're right. So I'm really glad I have them. Just as long as Steven doesn't show up.
I think you know what's going to happen.
But I don't want him here. I just want positive people around me right now. And people who will actually be here to support me.
The thing is, though, like, how is Steven going to get to the hospital? Like, to this day, he's still too large to actually sit in a car seat. When his dad picks him up, they gotta put him in the back of a minivan. Like, they gotta put down all the seats, and they load him in the back like cargo. So if Steven wants to get anywhere, it's going to be a production, and his father's gonna have to be involved. And sure fuck enough, right? Steven's and Justin's dad, he's in the waiting room, and he calls Steven up.
Hello?
You know, I'm at the hospital with your brother, right?
Yeah, I'm not going there.
Oh, you're not going to go?
No.
No, he didn't support me.
Okay, good. No, Steven doesn't want to go. Justin doesn't want him there.
But you should come and support your brother, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, that's about a walking dad, you know?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right,
bye.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Leave him alone.
I went and got Steven.
Oh, of course you did.
Taking him to see Justin so they can both talk about the surgery. Justin said he doesn't want his brother there.
So naturally, I brought Steven.
I think he just don't want to admit that he does.
Stop thinking for him. He's an adult. If he wants to see Steven, he'll ask to see Steven.
Now that he had the surgery, I think a lot of stress will be off of him. So he'll calm down and start to talk to Steven.
All right, let's see how that goes.
It's been a day since my surgery, and I'm trying to rest and recover. I feel good, but my father tells me he's bringing Steven to see me. So I'm not looking forward to that, and I'm hoping he's not here for long.
Steven walks in, and Justin just stares. There's like a blank stare on his face. He doesn't, like, no mouth movement or anything. He's just, like, he emotionless.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. How's the water going down when you take a sip?
Good.
You feel hungry?
No.
Like, it's all one-word answers when Steven asks a question.
Did you see the doctor yet?
Yeah, if you can't follow that mumbling idiot, what he said was, did you see a doctor yet?
No, I don't think so. I fell asleep.
Mostly.
I think this went well. They both talked and they didn't scream at each other.
So he's on so many drugs. He's completely out of it.
Really in coverage right now.
He just said he didn't even know if the doctor came in because he fell asleep. So as long as we keep Justin medicated, he should be fine with Steven.
I think Justin could see Steven's concern and that he wanted to come and see him.
Of course, we have to check in with Justin. How do you feel about what your dad just said?
I don't want to be forced or have to see Steven at all anymore. Because there's no chance of resolving our past.
All right, again, horrible editing. You can tell that that's from a different conversation.
Because I don't want to be forced or have to see Steven at all anymore.
Right here.
Because there's no chance of resolving our past.
I don't want to see Steven at all because
there is no chance we're going to resolve this.
Because I don't want to be forced or have to see Steven at all anymore. Because there's no chance of resolving our past.
Fucking TLC, they're not even trying anymore. I think the next clip is one that I featured on the Sideshow exclusive episode.
It's been a couple weeks since my surgery.
Yes, couple weeks post-surgery. He's playing with his remote-controlled car.
And I've been recovering in the hotel. I've been very careful about what I've been eating, and I've been only drinking liquids, and that's it. But other than that, I feel fine. The only problem I've had to deal with is Steven. Because a few days after I got home from the hospital, my father brought him over to force me to see him again.
God damn it!
But after Steven left, I noticed my painkillers they sent me home with were gone.
Oh.
And he didn't.
Still a drug addict, that Steven. Surprise, surprise.
I care about what it would do to me. But it showed me he's always going to go back to his old ways. And I'm not willing to make amends with that person. Especially since my father won't even confront him about it.
So, of course, the father makes Justin talk to Steven on the phone. Actually, I'm sorry. Steven, this time, called the father and wanted to talk to Justin to see how the recovery was going.
How's the recovery doing?
Just talk to him.
Not talking to him.
Justin, get it over with. Come on.
Fine. You want me to talk to him?
Meanwhile, the dad knows that Steven stole pills from Justin as he was recuperating.
Hey John, you still abusing the drugs?
I don't know what you're talking about, and go yourself.
Perfect.
All right.
See how you
feel? That's how I want
to. You open your mouth again like that, just I swear to God.
Why is he asking me a question like that?
Because he knows how you are.
I mean, you high right now? You want to buy some of my drugs like you've been trying to do?
Why are you starting is right?
Because I don't want to talk to him.
You want to start, fat?
All right. You know why he's mad at you?
No, I never know.
Because you won't get off drugs when it's a major.
He doesn't want people to know that he's still a junkie, that's why.
No, because he don't want to get up, you fat. You loser.
Goodbye, Jack.
Fat ass and a loser, or fat fuck and a loser is what I heard through the beeps, right? Are you happy now?
It pissed me off, dude. No, all you had to do was say, oh, it's all right. I did good. You know, that's all. Now would have been it. It would have said bye.
I don't want to talk to him. I don't have to talk to him. He's a junkie. I don't talk to junkies.
Ooh.
Oh, but you want me to do a lot of things for you, but you won't do nothing for me.
Yeah, how about you tell him how many pills you
gave him? 10 of them.
So the father is just a fucking straight-up enabler. He gave John Steven Asante, whatever the fuck his name is, pills, knowing that he's a fucking drug addict.
Yeah, whose pills were they?
And he didn't need them.
Buzz, you should be working with him, helping him get off drugs, but yet you were tagging him to make him take drugs.
Ain't no help getting him off drugs. I mean, come on, he had freaking 60 Vicodin in a week. Not even a week.
He had 30.
I didn't have 30. I had around 60 left. Now he's going through withdrawal because he took them already.
But you should be talking to him to try to convince him to get off the drugs.
And you should stop giving him drugs. Oh, my God, this is infuriating.
Now, you know the kid needs mental help. I know you hate him, but instead of you making it worse than what it is, you should try to help him get off the drugs and friggin' antagonating him.
Nothing is true.
Antagonating him.
Well, at least it might help you tell him.
I learned a new word today.
I still don't want to talk to him.
What does the father do? He schedules Steven and Justin's follow-up at the same time. So they're... So now Justin is forced once again in a car with Steven, and they're going to the doctor. And that did not go well.
They got two seats in that room.
Yeah, they'll have two seats.
It's going to be separate.
If not, somebody's going to have to get up.
I thought they'll have us in there as a family.
Oh, I ain't doing that together. No.
Will you stop?
Justin wants separate appointments, right? He doesn't want to be in there with Steven, obviously. And Steven's like, I think we can go in as a family.
Doing an appointment together.
Justin, don't make this out to get pissed off.
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, that's the last thing you want to do. Because he will give up on you. Because I know how Dr. Now is.
Shut up.
I don't know why you're making this a difficult process, bro. I'd like you to go in.
Steven is just the worst, right? He's manipulative and there's not a genuine bone in his body.
Airlines take cash.
What?
Do airlines take cash?
What are you talking about?
Take a plane back home with the $600 I got.
Justin, don't let me flip out on you. You're fucking starting again. You make a deal out of everything, dude. What are you, an infant? You're damn 28 years old. Grow up.
No, I'm definitely not going in.
What is the big deal?
You want to know the truth? I don't want to be in the same car, same room with him. You know why? Because he beat the out of me every single day for 18 years.
I beat the out of you for 18 years?
Yeah, you did. Try to draw me out of a car. You slammed my hand to the door. You punched me every single day. You grabbed me. That's Justin, why I can't stand being in the same room with
every
you.
Every single day, Justin?
Day. Every day.
And what did you do to me?
I did not to you.
Really? What's this on my hand, Justin? You stabbed me once, right? Oh. But you forgot about that, though, didn't you?
I can tell by the tone of his voice that he's doing this on purpose.
All right, I'll shut up then.
That went well.
I can't take this anymore. I'm sick of this.
So when we get there,
if my dad tries to force me to go with Steven, then I'll take matters into my own hands and just leave.
Well, we're almost done. Dr. Now is speaking with Steven and is wondering where the hell Justin's at.
He says Justin quitting the program and refusing to come in?
Yep.
So what's going on between these two brothers?
They don't get along, and they don't want to be seen together.
Don't get me in the middle. That's Justin's.
Yeah, Steven's an angel here. I've got nothing to do with this.
All right, tell Justin to come in and sit down, and we'll see him after.
He's not going to do it.
This is ridiculous. There's no reason he can't come in and wait until we can receive
that is a bit extreme. Extreme, right? I mean, the doctor will see them separately, but they just have to sort of wait in the waiting room together.
I'll ask him, but I know.
No. This is part of the problem. You just let these two do whatever they want.
Finally, someone said it. The voice of reason.
You let them do whatever they want.
I argued with Justin on the way father. Down here.
No.
No. You put your foot down.
You don't go ask him. You tell him that you come in right now.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
Be a man.
Okay? If you give him a choice, he's going to act like that.
Yeah.
So you need to act
you
like
don't
a
give
father.
Him choice, okay?
No, I know. But I mean, I can't fight with him if he says no.
He's
you know what I mean?
He's not fighting, okay? He wants your help. You're not going to give him any help if he doesn't listen to you.
All right, let's see how the father handles this. Do you think he's going to ask or he's going to put his foot down? I smell pussy.
All right, could you listen for a minute? He says it's not going to take long.
I'm not doing it.
He says if you don't come in, he says he wants to help you as much as possible. All it is.
So the father's not putting his foot down. And basically, Justin doesn't get out of the car. He locks himself in that minivan.
No, he's starting to cry again. I don't know what to do.
Guess what he does? This is insanity. Justin straight up leaves. He gets a cab and goes back to the hotel room.
Come on, Justin. Once he got a cab, he left the doctor's office and made up his mind and was partially packed up before I got home.
What's a pussy father gonna do? Not gonna knock some sense into this kid, right?
He was so upset I had to do something to calm him down, so I got him a dog.
He bought him a puppy! What the fuck? I mean, he's not fucking 4 years old.
And getting the new pup did the trick and helped him calm down.
But it worked!
and stop treating me like I was some sort of criminal when all I'm trying to do is help.
You need to stop. Stop hey, trying to make them get along.
Just so I can pick up that dog.
And the father has to pick up the dog shit too. Hold on. I gotta rewind that. So Justin was playing with the dog. Meanwhile, the father has to do all of the work.
Hey, Justin, get this so I can pick up that dog. No, I don't think anybody saw it.
He's not going to pick it up because nobody saw it. Oh, everyone on this show is a piece of shit. I started off liking Justin. Like, he was the most likable. Because you know, Steven is an asshole and treated Justin like crap. But I mean, come on. You guys are both adults. Get over this shit. You're holding on to this stuff from when you were kids? Come on. That is surprisingly where the episode ends. Justin gets a puppy for having a crybaby titty attack. Steven isn't heard from again. He called his dad and was like, hey, I'm moving to Des Moines because I met a girl there. That's the girl, as we all know, if you follow the Steven Asante saga, that he supposedly married and is way too attractive for him. And it's super weird because Steven Asante isn't on YouTube anymore. He's not making a scene. It's like he's living a quiet life with this broad. That's the most disturbing thing about this entire saga. Like, what if Steven actually found this hot piece of ass to marry, and he's so happy he has no need to post social media shit anymore and stir up drama and crave all this attention? Oh, I don't even want to. I shudder to think about it. Ah! Well, there you go. A wrap-up. Now, this episode was an hour and a half long. This episode of Distorted View is, what, 40 minutes? At this point, you should have just watched the damn thing rather than listen to me. But really, those were the best clips from the show. Quite frankly, I can kind of understand why a lot of editing was needed, because this episode was boring compared to the other two, right? I mean, there was some drama, but I like, you know, Steven falling off the back of a golf cart. Oh, that's golden. He had to be transported to Texas in a medical RV. Like, they had to convert an RV. That's the only thing that could contain his fatness. And while Steven was laying in the RV, he was calling his dad, who was following the RV in like a minivan, calling up his dad, making him order pizzas and pull over for McDonald's and stuff. Oh, it was great. I have a feeling, even though there is a lull in Steven Asante activity, I have a feeling he'll be back. That drama queen craves attention, you know. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this very mini, which I guess ended up being about the same length as a standard episode of Distorted View Daily, as we recapped my 600-pound life. I'll be back tomorrow for Sideshow members doing a brand new episode of DV. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Fuck me in my ass, man. Shit. 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 Fuck me in my ass, man.
Oh, it feels good in fucking
ass. Shit.